You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR. And you're up.
Welcome back, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on this Monday. Of course, Patriots win Super Bowl 28-24. Johnny Manziel enters rehab last Wednesday. But more importantly, I think it is Matt Wilhelm's birthday, and we're going to continue to appreciate and celebrate Matt Wilhelm. And right now we have a special birthday message from your number one celebrity crush.
For all the joy you bring to others, I hope you're going to take some time and give that to yourself today of all days. That's my birthday wish for you, my O Magazine cover girl. Hey, it's your birthday. Hope you party like it's your birthday. Drink Bacardi like it's your birthday. In the club like it's your birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Helen, dear Ellen.
Oprah Winfrey chiming in. I didn't know you were an O Magazine cover girl, Matt.
In a former life. But you know what? Oprah gives me 3 billion reasons to be a fan. That's all I'm going to say.
So, listen, whatever
she's been
it is,
just a slightly bit successful in her life.
How about the fact, though, that she took time out of her very busy schedule to only wish you happy birthday, and she even sang to you?
Not only
gonna
that.
Going to sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
Not
Are you
going
to have some Bacardi now in honor of Oprah telling you to?
I will tonight, yes. Bacardi and 7. I will have one. But also, too, it's got to be – I'm so grateful to you guys to be able to go through all the back channels that you had to go through.
It was not easy.
To get Oprah to give me a special shout-out.
So when I was doing the fantasyconsultant.com,
yes,
the vice president of Harpo was one of my clients.
Who produced Selma. Correct?
Yeah.
Which is originally how I got into this whole mess.
Yes.
Correct? Yes. No. Okay.
Well, just your love of Oprah guy. Okay. Mess. So I reached out to him and I said, listen, I know that this is like random. You know, I helped you win fantasy football championships for years and years. You know, is it possible that you could just get her to record a birthday greeting for us and even throw in like, you know, something silly. So if you need to reuse it for somebody else, you could throw in the O Magazine cover girl line just to like keep it, you know,
sure.
Keep it fun.
Universal.
Yeah. Keep it fresh. And so there was.
Well, thank
Oprah
you, guys.
Winfrey.
You guys are the best. Gibbs.
Stedman
Nathan,
was not happy about
I'm
it,
sure
though.
He
I
wasn't.
Heard
he should
the back
be jealous.
Channels. He is jealous.
He is. He should. Yeah. Him and all his dogs.
Yeah. It's yes. Like as much as you talk about Oprah, apparently she talks about you just as much.
It's not a surprise to me, you know? I thought I made an impact when I first met her.
Well, because you know how, like you said, you know, Selma's going to be good because it's an Oprah movie and everything she does is good. She's like, well, Cleveland Browns Daily is going to be good because it's like
yeah.
A Matt Wilhelm
I just
show.
Got an autographed DVD of Selma in the mail as well.
Did you?
For my birthday party. Or a birthday from Oprah directly.
No, you did not.
I did.
No. I'm
yes.
The only one getting you an Oprah autograph.
No. Nope.
Let's be honest.
I'm going to compare them, too. See if yours is
yeah,
legit.
Yeah, yours is not going to be legit. Mine's going to have a certificate of authenticity and everything. Right from her. Right from Oprah. Good stuff there. Thank you, Jason Gibbs. We do have some phone callers today. 216-578-0850. We've got Cam in Canada. What's up, Cam?
Hey, guys. Happy birthday to you, Matt.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, eh?
I know you worked hard. You overcame some adversity with injuries and that too throughout your career. So congratulations
Thank
to you.
Thank you.
And you guys do a good job. Marshawn would call your presentation smooth.
I like it.
He'd call you smooth. But there's a couple things I want to say, I guess, first of all, and I'd like to listen. I think that there has to be some identification of the systemic issues that had to have gone on at A&M while Johnny was there, how an institution that claims, so much notoriety from an athlete can allow him to get away the way he did. But, you know, God bless him. I really hope he pulls it together as a person. The other thing I wanted to say was I feel that there sometimes coaches' egos get in the way, and I think that it happened with Pete Carroll with SC back in 2003. I think it wasn't going to be about Reggie Bush. And I think last night was another indication on two key plays. One worked out, one didn't, that it wasn't going to be about Marshawn Lynch. And I guess my question, you know, to you guys would be, without obviously being negative about a coach, do you guys hear where I'm coming from? Sometimes these coaches get big. They want it to play out a certain way. And I think it very much last night, in Pete Carroll's mind, it was apparent that he wanted it to be about him and possibly Russell Wilson. And I think it's one of the biggest blunders, other than that 03 SC blunder. It's maybe one of the biggest and worst play call decisions I've ever seen in professional sport or high-end athletics.
I think when you look at it on the surface, your gut reaction is they should have run it, and I still think they should have run it today. I think as you get into the explanations of what they were trying to do, here's some just interesting stuff. Before Sunday, NFL teams had thrown the ball 108 times on the opposing team's one-yard line. 66 touchdowns, a success rate of 61.1%. They had thrown zero interceptions. Running from the one, 223 rushes, produced 129 touchdowns, a 57.8% success rate with two turnovers on fumbles. So it actually had been a more successful play to throw the football from the one-yard line this year than it was to run the football from the one. In fact, the first interception thrown from the one-yard line all season happened in the Super Bowl on that play with Russell Wilson. They also wanted to throw the ball on second down as kind of, they called it a quote-unquote wasted play, because if they ran it on second and they don't get it, they call timeout with about 22 seconds left. That means they're probably they have to pass probably on third down, and then on fourth down they could do whatever they want, because it'd be the untimed down. On the other hand, by throwing on second down, you get two chances to run the football, but also have run pass option on both third and fourth down, which is what they're trying to get to. So I understand the logic and the rationale, but then when you get into the even more advanced numbers, you're looking at a Seattle team that had been one of the best short yardage power running football teams in the NFL against a New England defense that was bottom five in the league in the same category. I just think you want to give the ball to Marshawn Lynch and run it. But I do understand the logic, and Pete Carroll said it's the same logic that had him call that pass play that is the same reason that he threw it with 6 seconds left in the first half and got them that touchdown to even get them into that spot.
No, you're right, and I think it's tough, and I don't believe from the caller's perspective that it was an ulterior motive by Pete Carroll to develop an end result that he thought was fitting. I think Pete Carroll is a player's coach. And also, too, the organization's willingness to extend Marshawn Lau. They're in talks of almost doubling his salary. So
yep.
That means Pete Carroll and his voice and what Marshawn Lynch means to him means as much, if not more, than any other player on that organization, you know, maybe beyond just Russell Wilson. So, and we've heard Pete Carroll was in favor of Marshawn Lynch all week long, you know, kind of not necessarily agreeing with everything he was doing, but not saying it's taking away from their opportunity to win a football game. But that all being said, is I thought you got to give Marshawn Lynch one shot. You know, give him your one shot and then put it on Bevel and Russell Wilson to make the plays from that point moving forward. And the other thing that I'm surprised about is you saw the success that Russell Wilson had throwing the ball up to those big receivers. I'm surprised that fade to the back corner, fade stop to allow a jump ball, you know, for Lockett.
If you wanted a waste of play, right.
If you wanted a waste of play, put it someplace that only those guys can go up and get it. Otherwise, it ends up, you know, up against the wall or in the first row of the arena.
All right, when we come back, actually, we're going to go right now to the hotline. We've got another member of the Matt Wilhelm posse, former linebacker and running buddy, Stephen Cooper, online with us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Happy birthday, Mr. Wilhelm.
What's up, bro?
Yes. Now, I want to hang out with the two of you together because I've already heard a lot of stories about you two back in your day. But, see, what was it like living with Matt Wilhelm for a period of time?
Honestly, it was pretty cool because he was really a neat, clean guy. So I didn't really have to worry about picking my stuff up because he would pick it up after me. So it was kind of like living with a girlfriend at the same time. So it was cool.
Without the drama.
Exactly. We never had any drama. It was always fun and good memories.
That's so right. It's so true. That is so true, though. Because all you wanted to do was kick it all day and have fun. And I, of course, made sure rent was paid and our place was cleanly.
100%.
Any of our visitors we'd have over.
100%. Until he got a little dog, now married to Vanessa, pooped in my room, and that's when I had to call it quits. We had to get our own places.
It's the truth.
That was it? That was the straw that broke the camel's back?
Yeah, I came home from a workout. I was like, man, there's poop in my room. I know my last name is Coop, but it doesn't go together.
So, Coop, you guys came in the same season together in 2003.
Yes,
what was the dynamic like, though? Because ultimately, you know, you guys are competing to make the roster. You know, Matt drafted, you undrafted. But how did you guys kind of form such a good bond? And give me kind of like the best moment, because I've heard some good stories already, but what was your favorite moment or party, I'll leave it at that you guys had back in the day?
Well, playing with him, it was great because Matt's really studious, like myself, really into the classroom and applying that on the football field during practice, which – when Sundays come, it's easy for us to go out there and communicate and make plays. But my favorite moment with Matt was definitely his wedding, being a part of his wedding, seeing him marry Vanessa. And definitely, I was the MC at the wedding, just getting Vanessa's family to dance, Matt's family to dance, and just have a great time. That's probably one of my favorite memories.
Yeah, my favorite memory, again, because we're on the radio, was of you booty bopping on my mother the night of my wedding and busting the tuxedo pants that we rented for you from the zipper all the way up to the belt line.
100%, I did rip that all the way during the wedding. I had to go change my pants for the last hour, but I walked around for part of an hour with that ripping my pants, not worried about it.
And Matt's mom actually called up earlier and wanted us to give you a shout out.
Oh, tell her I said hello, Mr. Family, and I hope everybody's well.
So where are you at these days?
I'm in San Diego now. San Diego doing training stuff, and I'm coaching my kids out here in football and basketball.
So you're the smart one. Matt, we talked to Steve Gregory earlier. Steve Gregory's in Syracuse, New York, in the snow. We're here in Cleveland in the snow, and you're the smart one. You're in San Diego.
Oh, yeah, I'm good. Dry fit T-shirt with some shorts on, some sandals. Yeah, I'm not going to trade this in.
Well, Coop, certainly good to talk to you. Thanks so much for calling up here on Matt Wilhelm Birthday Day. And hopefully we'll all get together and hang out one of these days. It sounds like it's a pretty good time.
100%. I wouldn't mind coming up to the channel with my brother and I. Again, Matt, happy birthday, man. Hope all is well. The kids are good. And Vanessa and Nathan, it was good talking to you.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks, Coop.
The great Stephen Cooper, a.k.a. Coop, joining in here on your – dude, we got to pull out all the stops today.
Laid it out. You got
all
Oprah.
All the stops. Oprah.
Cooper. Mom.
Yep. Gregory.
The meatball. Yes.
Yeah. And family in studio.
And family in studio is a great day. It's a great birthday.
It's strong. And it will just keep on going when we come back and wrap things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Rhythm is a dancer. I need a